You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, I'm Michael Piotrasch. Welcome to another recording of articles from Popular Science Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. This week's articles include, at 1 minute, parrots use names to talk to each other. At 4 minutes, 44 seconds, the sun just fired off 2 massive solar flares. And finally, at 8 minutes, 50 seconds, archaeologists discover 8-foot-tall statue of legendary Egyptian pharaoh. Let's get to it. This first article is from the Environment, Animals, Wildlife, Birds section and is entitled, Parrots Use Names to Talk to Each Other, written by Margarita Bassi, published April 27, 2026. Elephants, dolphins, parrots, and other animals show that names might not be uniquely human. This article begins with a photo, a parrot with blue and yellow feathers and an open mouth. Its caption reads, Like humans, parrots are social creatures. It's common knowledge that parrots can learn to speak like humans, sometimes a little too much. Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in England even has 5 foul-mouthing African gray parrots. But can they use names the way we do? Quote, Although we know that wild parrots and some other animals have vocal signatures and can even use them to direct communication to other individuals, it is difficult to state precisely that they use names in the same manner as humans, unquote. Christine Dahlin, a professor of biology at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown, tells Popular Science. For example, a 2024 study found that wild African savanna elephants address each other with name-like calls. Wild bottlenose dolphins are also able to address each other with learned vocal labels. Dahlin is co-author of a study recently published in the journal PLOS-1, which aims to figure out if parrots learn and use names similarly to humans. To do so, the team worked with survey data on over 889 companion parrots because of their ability to copy human words. They discovered that a significant number of parrots can indeed apprehend and use names like us. There is a graphic. Its caption reads, A sample of parrots living with humans showed the ability to correlate names with individuals, but also to use proper names in ways humans typically don't. Quote, We find that many parrots can learn and apply names appropriately with 88 different individuals using names appropriately, sometimes for single individuals, both humans and other animals, unquote, Dahlin explains. Quote, However, parrots also used names in contexts that are atypical for humans, often using their own name as a means to seek attention, unquote. Proper names help people manage complex social interactions. Since parrots are also extremely social creatures, Dahlin says that their work shows how wild parrots might apply their vocal learning capabilities. Quote, Parrots are very social animals with impressive mimicry abilities, unquote, she points out. Quote, If they can learn and use names appropriately in captivity, it would not surprise me to learn they are engaging in similar behavior in their wild flocks, unquote. The team is still collecting survey data, so if you have a chatty parrot pet, you can participate by sending in information through the Many Parrots Project, which they used in the study. Ultimately, this is just the latest research suggesting that humans aren't all that much more special than other animals. This next article is from the Science, Space, Solar System, Sun section and is entitled, The Sun Just Fired Off 2 Massive Solar Flares, written by Andrew Paul, published April 24, 2026. but the X-class events aren't even close to the most powerful flare on record. This article begins with a photo. Images of two solar flares observed by NASA on April 23, 24, 2026. Its caption reads, NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory captured these images of solar flares, seen as the bright flashes in the top right, on April 23 and 24, 2026. The images show a subset of extreme ultraviolet light that highlights the extremely hot material in flares and which is colorized in gold and blue on the left and teal on the right. The Sun is an incomprehensibly gigantic, constantly roiling nuclear furnace, but some days are even busier than others. Based on data collected by NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory, our solar system's central star recently fired off not one, but two impressive X-class flares within hours of each other. The Sun emitted an initial X2.4 solar flare at 9:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on April 23rd, followed by an X2.5 sibling of extremely hot charged energy at 4:13 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time the next morning. But while the X-class designation signifies the most intense tier of events, the latest pair pale in comparison to some of the most powerful on record. Solar flares are as inevitable as they are powerful. While the Sun's baseline may seem chaotic to us, astronomers know that the yellow star follows a relatively predictable 11-year cycle of electromagnetic fluctuation. These timelines switch between apex and nadir phases, known as the solar maximum and minimum. In October 2024, NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center confirmed that the Sun had entered its most recent, roughly year-long solar maximum. Although it's now firmly out of that phase, the Sun still produces regular flares across its surface. How solar activity affects Earth depends on a range of factors, including an emission's strength and its direction. Direct encounters can affect the planet's magnetosphere, generating colorful auroras while also disrupting radio communication, GPS, satellite operations, and energy grids. Other times, we may barely even notice when a flare happens. Flare strength is classified in ascending tiers, with each subsequent level denoting at least a tenfold increase in power. A-class events are the weakest, followed by the B, C, M, and X-class. Although the recent X2.4 and X2.5 flares were strong enough to cause temporary radio blackouts over portions of the Pacific Ocean, Australia, and East Asia, they don't even rank in the top 50 strongest examples on record. The most powerful solar flare ever observed took place on November 4, 2003. The massive flare was rated at least X40, if not higher. The associated coronal mass ejection erupted into space at a speed of over 2.6 million miles per hour, causing massive energy grid and communications disruptions. This final article is from the Science Archaeology section and is entitled, Archaeologists Discover 7-foot-tall Statue of Legendary Egyptian Pharaoh, written by Andrew Paul, published April 24, 2026. The over 3,000-year-old statement piece belonged to Ramses the Great. This article begins with a photo, Ramses II statue. Its caption reads, Ramses is considered the greatest pharaoh of ancient Egypt's new kingdom. Ramses II, 1303 to 1213 BCE, a.k.a. Ramses the Great, is easily one of ancient Egyptian history's most recognizable rulers. While he isn't the pharaoh cited in the biblical story of Exodus, a common misconception, Ramses II remained a certifiably powerful and accomplished king who oversaw Egypt's new kingdom for roughly 66 years at the height of its influence and grandeur. This pharaoh wanted everyone to know it too. Ramses II was responsible for many massive architectural projects across the kingdom, including sprawling temple complexes and extensive gold mining operations. These endeavors also included towering monuments carved in his image. In the eastern Nile Delta, archaeologists recently discovered the top portion of yet another statue of His Highness. There is an additional photo, full image of Ramses II stone sculpture. Its caption reads, "The sculpture section is now stored in a secure facility for further examination." Located at the ancient site of Emet, now known as Tel Faroun, the sculpture's proportions are in keeping with Ramses II's sense of grandeur. According to the Egyptian Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, the upper half is 7.2 feet tall and weighs between 5 and 6 tons. To guard against further damage, Egyptologists quickly relocated the statue fragment to a nearby storage facility, where they will analyze and restore the artifact for potential public display. The over 3,000-year-old statement piece is in comparatively rough condition today, but archaeologists believe its surviving artistic details almost certainly tie it to Ramses II. Despite its size, experts also say the statue wasn't crafted by nearby artisans. Instead, it was likely made in P. Ramsesse, the Egyptian capital established by the pharaoh himself, before workers transported it roughly 15 miles north to Emet. There is a third photo, Egyptian archaeological site. Its caption reads, "The statue was likely crafted elsewhere before being transported to the site." But despite the statue's enormity, researchers suspect it was once part of an even larger installation. Many similar archaeological sites have included immense sculpture projects called triads, which depict a ruler between a pair of deities to confer divine authority and safekeeping. Regardless of religious favor, life was apparently kind to Ramses II. Historical records indicate that by the time of his death in 1213 BCE, the pharaoh was 90 years old and father to somewhere between 88 and 103 children. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's material from Popular Science Magazine. I'm Michael Piotrasch, and I'll be back soon with more interesting articles. Thank you for listening.